all the grace of God. We can't do nothing in and of ourselves. We can try, you know, we can manufacture things, but like really when we allow God to do the work, then great things really can happen. And like I said, when I come back from India, I'm still the same committed heart and just as strong and blessed as I was coming back from India now. You know, still now, you know, it's just increased and accelerated for me. Because it's a living relationship with the living God, the fountains of living water. We go to Him and we open up our hearts before Him. And He's really for us. And, you know, when we're ready to receive from God, He's able to show us what the things are. And I was thinking earlier on, I knew a believer, and this guy was a really great guy, and he could actually quote you passages, tell you the page number from the Bible tells me so. He knew that book inside out, and all the other five collateral books from Power for Abundant Living, and he could quote, and he had no realms of scripture, but his life wasn't matching up. And he, you know, he could really give any biblical researcher a run for their money. But again, when you look at his life, it didn't match up. And so he had a great heart and knowledge. But, it, you know, we can have so much knowledge, but it doesn't mean anything if we're not practicing and walking with God. And so, you know, we know that the scripture is God-breathed. It's given by inspiration of God. And every word that's written down there was given by God. And a man or a woman had to sit down and write that, right? As God was inspiring. So they were led of God. They were inspired by God to write those things down for us to read. But again, if we want to see signs, miracles and wonders, if we want to have that great relationship with God who is speaking to our heart and directing us, like it says in Romans, like Paul mentioned, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When we really truly know who we are, not just by knowledge, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that it's by His grace, that God is so for us. He knows your life. He's anticipated every move, every decision, everything that we were going to do, and He's got everything covered. And when we recognize that He is guiding us, that He's ordered our steps, that He set us upon our high places, and that He's really for us, He really wants us to enjoy this wonderful life He's given to us. And He's shown us that at the beginning He said, light be, and light became. He spoke it. He called those things which are not as though they were. And I've been working with the people here in the fellowship, or the, you know, this fellowship, and the people that have been connecting and coming to me and asking for encouragement, or just they're coming and share their hearts. What God's been putting in my heart is to remind them, look, you know, this confession, our faith and confession, isn't just a topic. It's our life and living. And the way that we bring the spiritual to the physical is through the words that we speak. And what we speak is what comes from our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now in Proverbs it says that we're to guard or keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Think before we speak. You know, if we change our words, we will change our life. You can change the outcome. And I was watching the last couple of nights, I've watched different couple of films about time travel, right? You know, like these adventure films and stuff like that. And when they go back to the past, they're not allowed to interfere with anything. And the reason why is because they can change the future. Okay, right, so that's fiction. They can change the future if they mess with someone or move something out of its place. But really, if you want to change your future, you can. And you do it by changing your words, changing your confession. What are the things that you've been sowing? So we know that if I was to present you now poison and a bowl of fruit, what would you eat? You wouldn't eat the poison, would you? Because you know the poison is going to kill you or is going to make you really ill. But if I give you the bowl of fruit as well, you'll choose the fruit because you know it's going to be sustenance. It's going to be give you minerals and strength to your body. It's going to help you to stay healthy. Like they say, there's a saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? You're going to pick the fruit. Now, it says in the scriptures, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So when we speak the world's words and unbelief, we are actually speaking poison. We can poison people with our unbelief, with our negative words. Or we can give people hope and faith and fruit by speaking those wonderful heavenly words from God. Okay, so our words is either death or life. It either builds up or it tears down. And so God wants you to have an abundance of His word in your heart to declare, to speak, to say, and to put a guard over your mouth. Your mouth, like I shared last week, is a gateway. It's like a porthole. A porthole to good or a porthole to bad. So we want to speak those words of life, those words of energy, those words of strength. We don't want to change the narrative of what the world says. Like Satan, he tempted Eve. And he manipulated God's word, changed a few things, got Eve to come into agreement. And then, bang, she ate of this fruit, and then she gave the fruit to Adam. He ate of it, and it was poison. And it brought in sin, sickness, separation from God. They didn't die physically, but they lost that spirit connection. So they had to be driven out of the garden. So they wasn't in Eden anymore. But thank God he sent Jesus Christ, who restored order. He restored the order, right? Now, we've got two lives we can live. We can be schizophrenics if you want. You can either live an unbeliever's life or a believer's life. Now you've got the Spirit of God, you choose. When you wake up in the morning, you choose. I'm going to have a great day today. Or you can be moved by your emotions, moved by the circumstances, moved by other people's problems around you that seem to affect you, but don't allow it to affect you. You speak up and you say what God says, and you don't allow those things to creep into your life. Because somebody else is having a bad day, it doesn't mean to say you've got to have one. And it may be your partner. Your partner might be having a real bad day, but you stand your ground. No, you hold the line. You keep God's word in your heart and in your mouth. So, you know, the authority of our words, like I was saying earlier on, when we received Holy Spirit, that dunamis, its potential power, you got that potential power of God residing in you, but it needs to be exercised. And the way you exercise it is through your words, through those actions that God gives you. If someone comes to you and they need healing, you tell them you can be healed right now. And then you go ahead, and then as God has inspired you, you minister that healing to them. You speak those words that come to your heart and your mouth as God is energizing. You build the person's faith, and then you say, okay, now receive this healing. You are healed. You are delivered. You are restored. And if the person received those words gladly and holds on to those words, and like Becky prayed the other day with Jack, she said, it's done. When we speak, we got to see it done. And it comes to pass. So God wants us to be aware of our surroundings, our situation, of what we're thinking in our heart, and what we're speaking. If we orientate ourselves to God, then it's very simple. Because, you know, we're just in tune with the Father. We're happy, we're blessed, we're desiring. We're not letting other people's negativity come towards us. In fact, it bounces off of us because we're keeping God's first. So this year, 2022, is going to be such a fantastic year. That's my future. It's going to be blessed. It's going to be abounding. It's going to be fruitful. It's going to be successful. Many people are going to come. They're going to connect new laborers, new vision. God's, you know, given that direction. You know, we're letting Him guide our path. We're trusting God with all our heart. We're not leaning to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him. So that guy that knew all that knowledge, and there was some wonderful knowledge he knew, but he didn't apply it. He didn't speak that. He stayed with the old way of doing things. He never moved forward, and he's not in good shape now, and it's sad. And then you to try and speak to that person these wonderful words from God, right now he can't receive it because he's so bound to a certain way, a tradition. And unless he becomes humble, this person, they're not going to hear this, so that's why I'm saying I'm not going to mention the name, but unless they become humble in heart and receive the words from God, then they can really change the whole situation. And so our words are very powerful. You know, people understood that when Jesus spoke, his words was with authority. What he said went. What you say can go, you know, and it will go for you. If it's negative, that's what you're going to get. And if it's positive, you know, you speak against your health, you speak against your finances, you speak against your fellowship, oh, it's not growing, nothing's happening, everyone's divided. If we speak those things, it'll stay that way. But we can really speak the words of life and give people hope. Our words should be words of edification, which build people up, which give people a hope, an expected end type of thing. That's our words. We speak those heavenly words from God. And our faith is so important. So the words that we hear will either build our faith or diminish our faith. And so we want to keep hot with God every day. So even like Danny was saying in his sharing about, you know, we do it by repetition. When we begin saying what God says, it might seem that way. But the more we do it, the more faith is coming into our heart. And that old programming is coming out of us. It's being changed. We're being renewed. You know, we're being renewed in the spirit of our hearts and our minds. And life is now emanating. We have that joy. We have that peace. We have that confidence that God is really taking care of every situation. And, you know, there's a record in the Gospels where the Roman centurion, you know, he asked Jesus to help because his servant was ill. His servant was going to die. And Jesus said, oh, I'll come to your house. But he said, no, you just say the words, because, you know, me being a centurion, I have rulership over hundreds of people, and I tell this servant to go and he goes, and this servant to come and he comes. And so this guy understood the authority of words. And he wasn't of the house of Israel. Jesus Christ was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This guy was not from the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But his faith got the attention of Jesus Christ. And he said, you just say the word and it'd be done. And Jesus marveled at that. He said, I haven't found so great faith. No, not in all of Israel. And so he said, okay, it's done. You know, according to your faith, it's done. And that very hour, that servant was healed. So, you know, our words carry weight. They're either containers of faith or fear. And James talks about our tongue is either going to set on the course the things of this world, which results in death, or the things of God, which results in life and peace and joy. And then there's the Canaanite woman. You know, she wasn't, again, from the house of Israel. So Jesus didn't have to do nothing for them. He was sent for the house of Israel. And then when she seen Jesus doing all these things, she said, Lord, heal my daughter. He said, it's not fit for me to give the children's bread to dogs. Like, he really discouraged her by that. He was basically calling her a dog, that the people outside of Israel were dogs. She said, yeah, but the dogs even eat from the crumbs that fall from the table. And he said, again, he marveled at her faith. So faith is very important. Whatever circumstances or situation you find yourself in, your faith will take you over that when you go to God, when you get those words from God to declare, Father, you help me in this situation. You inspire me. I believe what you say. I know that I am more than a super conqueror. I know there's no situation taking me but such as is common to man. And you won't allow me to be tempted above that which I am able, tempted to worry, tempted to doubt, tempted to fear. But you'll make a way for me that I'm able to escape any situation. So our God is a mighty God, and he wants all of us on this fellowship to really rise up, to start declaring what he says, to really get focused with him, to get focused where he wants you to be, where he wants you connected, where he wants you to fellowship. He doesn't want you to be a schizophrenic fellowship. You go, you know, person going to this fellowship, that fellowship, this fellowship, that fellowship. God has placed you in the body where it's pleased him, so that you can be nourished and you can be fed, and that you can then nourish and feed other people. So we can see, like I'm seeing through certain different people that are connecting, follow the encouragement, they're becoming fruitful, their lives have changed. God has done a dynamic work through the words that he's given us to speak to them. And because they're in a place of receiving and retaining and doing, they're seeing great things happen. See, year after year, things can stay the same as they've always been. If you look at your life over the last 3 or 4 years, how much has changed in your walk? How much has changed in your ministries? How much has changed? When you assess everything, okay, where am I now? How far have I come? What have I seen? Am I still seeing the same old things? It means you need to go to God and get quiet with God and say, Father, look, I really, you know, love you. I love the fellowships. I love speaking your words. I love hearing your words. I love having that peace every day, but I want to be fruitful. I really want to see the laborers come. I really want to see your word move throughout the whole world, not just a fairy tale, not just something we see in India or Nepal, but something that we see right in our own countries, in Norway, in Germany, in Spain, in Portugal, in Ireland, in England, wherever you are in the world. You want to see the words of God really move swiftly and powerfully. And the way that happens is by going to God. You're not going to do it through your knowledge and through your own wisdom, but you're going to do it with the leading of the Spirit of God, his wisdom. And he will bring the people. He makes the connections. He brings everything together. And once he brings something together, it won't be separated. And so we got to speak these words of life. We need to not think about what's going on in the world and dwelling on these things, you know, and Satan's this and the devil done that. No, what is God doing in our lives? God is doing a mighty work. And God wants us to come from that perspective that we only see what he's doing. We only hear what he's doing and we only speak what we hear. Like Jesus said, I always do my Father's will. And he always spoke what God gave him to speak. He said, my words are spirit and life. They're living energy. These words that God gives us is living energy. It changes the things around you. And the more you declare it in your personal life, when a situation comes up or a barrier or a block or a personal thing, then you start saying what God says. Healing, you declare yourself healed, because the truth is you are. The truth is by his stripes you were healed. Jesus paid for that. He's took all that on him. It's not on you no more. So we got to really start saying these things. Get that word in your heart. And when you speak it out of your mouth, then you're saying it with faith. Start saying, I am healed. I am delivered. It's already been accomplished. I take what my God has made available to me through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am prosperous. Every need is met and supplied. I have an abundance to give and to be a blessing, to put it to good use. And my needs are met, and I am satisfied with the good things that God has blessed me with. And the things that I desire, which are in the future, they're mine already. I see it as already mine, and I know that it will manifest at the perfect time that God wants it to manifest, so that my faith is built and that he gets the glory. So really, like, God wants us to stay with him. Start saying, keep this practice of, you know, saying what you want, not what you see. Ask God for those perfect words to declare. Yes, we can claim the promises that are written in the scripture, but God will also give you words to say and to declare. And your words are so powerful. There's 3 levels it kind of works on, as I see, might be more. But when you speak words, you're releasing it into this world, into the senses realm. And then you've got the realm where Satan works, and then you've got the heavenly kingdom, right? So your words affect everything. And so when we understand that you can command, if someone is under attack and they're living in another country, you can even command those spirits to leave right from where you are. Because nothing's impossible with God. It may be impossible to men, but nothing's impossible with God. And God has given us authority of words. And distance and time doesn't come under God. Like, he's not limited by distance and time and space. We are in the senses realm. We got time and all this type of stuff. But when we release these spiritual words of authority, it goes to work. And it's either working for you or against you. All depends what we're saying. And then, again, just practicing these simple things, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, being faithful doing those things, be consistent with those things, be persistent with them, honoring God with your substance, be consistent with it. And where you're fellowshipping, like where has he planted you? Because he's planted you somewhere to really be fed and nourished so that you can grow. But if you're going over here, there, everywhere, where's the focus? Because you're going to hear one thing there, one thing over here. God has got, he's not the God of confusion, but he's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. And so God really wants you to grow and flourish and be blessed. He wants you to speak those heavenly words. He doesn't want you to allow your emotions to dictate what you say. He doesn't want you to allow people, partners, family members, workplace members to dictate what you really want to say and what is right to say. So we got to be bold in this day and time and really declare what God has given us to say, no matter who's in front of us, whether it's our best friend, partners, or whatever, or work people. We really need to be bold and say what God says. And we just hold our peace and ask God for the wisdom of what to say. And he might say, don't say nothing. So if he says us to not to say nothing, then we don't say nothing. So that was just a little bit of what I wanted to share. And, I'm just so thankful for God, because, like, he's really given me a great life. And, you know, great things are happening and materializing. People that receive my words get blessed. And I know that because they're not my words, they're God's. And I'm just being obedient to my Heavenly Father. And he's the one that's doing the work by us. God does the work by us. It's not us. He does it by us. We're just in obedience to do what he wants us to do. And so that's my encouragement for you guys this day. And just to keep encouraged, keep moving, keep connecting, keep moving in the right way, keep moving with God. Allow him to direct your path. Really be committed. And like Danny said, this Sunday, 4 p.m. is the leaders meeting, our monthly leaders meeting, Begin Again. And you're all welcome to come on it. And it's great because we can, you know, really share what's in our hearts. And so I'm saving the best to then. So I love you guys and thank you all for joining.